Governor Rauner has been pushing for several overhauls, including term limits, restrictions on civil lawsuits, and a hold on local property taxes.
Property taxes are our number one problem tax, our most uncompetitive tax, and the General Assembly has already indicated they're willing to pass a property tax freeze.
Rauner voiced frustration after a property tax freeze measure in the legislature didn't include collective bargaining provisions. This week, he tried to sweeten the deal by offering millions of dollars in increased state support for high-poverty school districts, including Chicago Public Schools. But back to the property tax proposal. When is a freeze really a freeze? Northern Illinois University economist Jeremy Groves.
They're using the word freeze. It's really a chill. It's not going to increase. If there are increases, your property taxes are not going to increase as fast.
He explains.
The levy is basically the district saying, this is how much money we're going to need this year. And then what they do is they plug those into a fraction. The levy is the top number. The total assessed value is the bottom number. You do the division. You get the extension, that rate. What the governor is proposing is to take that rate number and freeze it for 2 years. That does not mean your property taxes will stay the same.
So if your house increases in value, the property tax will still go up. If the house is worth less, there's a good chance you could pay lower property taxes.
But primarily, the people who are going to feel the pinch from this is going to be the taxing districts, the schools, pension districts, and so forth.
For example,
so the school district can't decide, well, we need even more money, and so we're going to ask for more money. You can't. You're going to get, at best, the same thing you got last year.
Workarounds?
Which you may end up seeing on a lot of these districts, if they are hurting in revenue, they may pass fees, for example, licensing fees or extra student fees or something like that for the students in school districts simply to make up that lost revenue.
Lori Finello is the regional superintendent for Winnebago and Boone counties.
If they do a freeze and make any cuts to it, it's going to be even worse. It's going to so negatively impact that it'll affect class sizes. It'll be cuts in jobs for people in the area. Hope that doesn't happen.
Julie Morris is superintendent for the Harlem School District in McChesney Park. She says she just hopes a deal is reached soon.
We need to make our decisions about staffing in March and early April, and we often don't know what the state's budget is for the next year until the summer. And so we just have to, we have to go with it, and we have to continue to move ahead whether the state's sending us the money. So it makes it so difficult to just plan, to negotiate contracts, to do all the things that we need to do to operate.
The DeKalb School District estimates the proposal to freeze property taxes would result in a $670,000 loss of revenue. Supporters say the Rauner tax freeze proposal would allow property taxes to be raised through a voter referendum, giving taxpayers more local control. There are also calls for a complete overhaul of the school funding formula so it would rely less on property taxes. I'm Jenna Dooley.